Well, good evening, everybody. I just realized it had been 3 days since my last audio boo, and I figured it was probably time to catch up a little bit. I wanted to let everybody know that I do have a new shutter release, remote shutter release for my Nikon, and I have a second one coming too. Actually, I have one of the Nikon discontinued models, which a lot of people seem to really rave about. I have one of those coming, and then I have a cheap aftermarket one as a backup. I realized I can't afford to not have one of those anymore after my last one broke that I did get probably 2 years worth of service out of. So I guess it made its money for me. I did say in my last boo that I was going to talk a little bit about how I typically shoot lightning. The way I typically do it, and it's a lot by feel, I'll be upfront about that. Camera on a tripod, on a good tripod, usually there's a lot of wind, so you want something that's going to be somewhat stable. Camera goes into complete manual mode. It's manual exposure and manual focus. I usually use a 50 millimeter. I have a 1.8. I also have a 35 millimeter f2. Those are my two lenses that I go back and forth on, primarily because they're very sharp and I can set to infinity on them very easily. The other thing, I start at about f5.6 and bulb setting, and I just start playing with the shutter then. And hopefully you're aimed in the right direction. More often than not, you're not. You're aimed in just about 90 degrees off of where you should be. But then it's just a matter of holding the shutter open and playing with it until you get the exposures you like. Depending on the cloud cover, if it's really heavy and the lightning is really illuminating the clouds, I may need to bump down and close the lens down a little bit more, just to not quite let as much light in as I can at 5.6. But that's kind of how I typically do it, and then just wing it. Had very good results, so that's how I typically do it. I was kind of cheating that a little bit here the last few days when I didn't have the shutter release, but that's another story. Basically holding the shutter release button on the camera, then causing a lot of softness in the actual ground lights, but those days are past me. Hopefully I'll be able to just shoot as I normally do. Well, I guess that's all for this evening. I'm out right now looking at the skies. Doesn't look like there's going to be much of anything tonight, even though the weather is reporting that there's a chance through about midnight, 1 a.m. But I don't know. I don't really see it happening. I was able to capture a daytime lightning shot today with my IR converted D70S. So that is in my Flickr stream and up on mybluehaven.com if you want to take a look at it. Thanks, everybody, and have a great evening. Talk to you soon.